Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Victory Monday here on Fesco and Dusty, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs on 96.5 The Fan. Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's right.
They got a decent win yesterday.
That play's going to play.
It's today.
What'd he say?
Who's scared of that team?
He said, that play's going to be in my mind until they put dirt on top of my body.
Oh, God.
It was a great play.
It was, though. No, it was
Herbert,
pretty
man.
Awesome. Yeah, it was
that
awesome.
Strong.
These quarterbacks, though, I mean, it's all over the place now. These guys are strong. Mahomes set the bar, and everybody else is trying to be, you know, just like Patrick Mahomes and win games with their body the way that he did. Even that, like, Mahomes run at the end last night was like 3rd and 8, and he got 6, and he's, you know, fighting for those extra 2 yards. He's getting smashed all up in there. Those quarterbacks yesterday, that Baker Mayfield play that, you know, he's talking about with Justin Herbert, were out. I mean, just outstanding plays. But to have to pull off an outstanding play to beat the Miami Dolphins in front of half a crowd against a team that has given up, that's why the Chargers just don't scare me, guys. I'm watching, you know, the highlights of that thing yesterday. I'm like, you had to scrape one out to beat the Miami Dolphins yesterday. And that really is a bad football team.
Well, they don't. The Chargers would have lost if everybody would have showed up to the meetings on time.
That's
in Miami.
Right, in Miami. And if you're Tua and you're calling out players like that, man.
I don't know if he's calling out players. I think he's calling out old boy.
You think he's calling out the coach? Or
absolutely.
Because he was saying like a players-only meeting. Who's supposed to attend? Who's not supposed to attend?
Some guys show up to the building late. Some guys don't show up.
Yeah.
All this, it's like, well, that's, to me, screams accountability on the guy that.
Well, yeah, that is true, because the coach did respond afterwards. He goes, all these guys seem pretty accountable to me. I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're talking about.
If he makes it to Tuesday, I'll be surprised.
It's 7:50 on the East Coast. I'm surprised we haven't seen some sort of word start to trickle out. But again, maybe the owner's cheap and he doesn't want to pay the guy, you know, to go away and whatnot and pay somebody to be the interim head coach. But I mean, you got guys on staff. You need to make that move. That the other one too, the Jets. I mean, 0-6 at this point in time. I mean, we're sitting here watching a football team like. Could the Jets get worse? And Jet fans will tell you, oh, it could always get worse, right? But that thing yesterday, I was watching a little bit of that European game before we headed out, and, you know, soccer and all that for the day yesterday. Like, what are the Jets? Do they know you're allowed to throw the ball past the line of scrimmage? They had -9 or -10 yards
negative
passing
10.
Yesterday.
-10.
How is that possible?
Four
like,
quarters.
Mathematically, that doesn't seem
terrible.
Like it's going to work.
That's the worst team in football.
Oh, it's not even close. Yep. Aaron Glenn's a one and done-er, right? Like, I don't even
yes.
know that. Like, but again, everybody thought Aaron Glenn was going to be this great head coach because he was good at coaching defense. This guy is so far over his skis, it's not even funny.
Well,
Saleh shouldn't have been fired.
Well, we know why he was.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Ever since he's been fired, that defense has gone in the dumps.
Mm.
That's a really good defense.
That's not a hot take.
What did they? But they didn't give up a lot yesterday.
No, they
13.
Didn't. That was their best defensive performance. Their
one
first
touchdown.
Takeaway. First takeaway yesterday.
And then he couldn't explain where and when his field goal kicker was kicking field goal. He had 35, and then there's a 40, 85, and there's a 58. Then, you know, we had this on third down. Excuse me, what?
Wait, and then he's yelling at reporters afterwards because they questioned whether or not you're going to bench your quarterback. He had negative 10 yards passing.
Yeah, dude. It's
That's
time.
A legit question.
I think they need to pull out. quarterback Justin Fields.
Who is their backup though?
Tarod Taylor.
He's better than Justin Fields.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jacoby
yeah.
Brissett was better than Kyler Murray yesterday. Sometimes
he
that
was.
Happens.
He yeah. was.
Wow. That's not my overreaction, but we can get into an overreaction here on a Monday on Fesco and Dusty. Mac, your name is at the top of the list.
I don't even know how much of an overreaction is. He's third in the odds. He should be first. Baker Mayfield's the MVP favorite right now.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it, too. Yeah, I don't think that's much of an overreaction. The only reason it is, Mac, is because it's Baker Mayfield,
yep.
Right? And
perception.
Exactly.
We can't get rid of that perception. We're just going to stick with that. But he's done everything in his power to break that mold. I mean, yesterday, again, a third and 14. He gets 15 yards. He breaks two tackles. He extends the ball over the line. Like, it's every week. He is Mahomes-esque in that when he runs, it's third and 10, and he gets 11.
Yeah.
That's been it every time. Every game, he's got four game-winning drives. He's won every game close. Not like they're beating juggernauts. I don't know how many juggernauts there are, but they're winning the games that they're playing, and he is the reason they're doing it. I mean, Mike Evans is hurt. Chris Godwin's hurt. Bucky Irving's out. He's the guy.
Emeka Egbuka is now hurt. I mean, that touchdown pass that he threw, basically the game-winning touchdown pass where the dude caught the tip of the ball and rolled it. I mean, that was a dime. I mean, that was a dime, but that catch was unbelievable. When it's going right, it's going right for you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going right now for Baker down there in Tampa. That's a good match, and it's very low-key because it's Tampa. Not a lot of people are paying attention, but they would be in the conversation for the best team in the NFL right now.
Have they won that division for the last 5 years?
I think so. This will be their fourth year in a row. So, yeah, four of the last five, I think this will be their fourth year in a row. And I'll tell you what, I looked at their schedule. Tell you what here. They're winning 13 games.
Yeah.
They're going to win a lot of games, man.
There's no competition for them, yeah.
They've only played one division game. They got five games versus the Panthers, the Falcons, and the Saints.
Yeah,
you could have them. Because you could have an argument for MVP for the top three leaders on the list right now. Josh Allen at plus 185. Patrick Mahomes is now skyrocketed to plus 225. He was plus 1,000 2 weeks ago. Baker Mayfield at plus 425.
So those are the only three that really have a case for the MVP.
Well, after that, it's Stafford at plus 1,500.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Josh Allen does tonight, because you'd say Josh Allen's reason is defense is down, not a big stud on the offense, and he's willing his teams to win.
And he's scoring 40 because he has to, almost. Yeah.
Mahomes, he's doing it without Rashee Rice. He's got a new rookie left tackle. Last night, he had a left tackle. He's never even played left tackle before with Patrick Mahomes. And they're coming back. They're 3-3. His numbers are great. 15 total touchdowns, four of which are rushing, over 200 yards running, over 1,500 yards passing, yada, yada, yada. And then you look at Baker Mayfield, right? Baker Mayfield as well. No Evans, no Godwin. Egbuka's now got a hamstring. Yep. They don't think it's serious, but it could linger. And then Bucky Irving's out. Plus, still winning games. They're 5-1 and leading that South. So that's why those three all have a case. My overreaction is, speaking of odds, I think you could switch or hedge if you had Rookie of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year awards. I think now you should take Jackson Dart to be your Rookie of the Year. The reason I say that is because Egbuka got hurt yesterday. I don't know what his severity is. Obviously, it's a hamstring. It's been bothering the last couple weeks. They took him out of the game. He did not return. They're optimistic on what it could be by the end of this week and see if he practices. And then Offensive Player of the Year was Puka Nacua, right? That was your guy.
He was
always there. The numbers, the catches, the production.
That sucks.
All
it
there.
Sucks.
He's now hurt. And there's a guy in Seattle that's doing almost the exact same thing in JSN.
Nobody's paying attention to that guy, and he is putting up numbers,
incredible.
And I think that if you look at, if you look at that sort of thing, when you look at what he's done, you look at now where the Rookie of the Year odds favor. Jackson Dart is at the top of the list at plus 175. Egbuka plus 175 as well.
Dart went up he's the leader after, 3 weeks, basically.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I would hedge my bet if you had Puka and Egbuka. Funny.
Puka and Egbuka.
I would hedge that, and I would say I'll take Dart and I'll take JSN.
Love it.
For Offensive Player of the Year.
JSN has almost 800 yards receiving already this year. Seriously, they showed the graphic last night. It's either 695 or 795 already. Either way, it's insane.
Your Offensive Player of the Year odds: Jonathan Taylor, number one, Puka, number two.
Jonathan Taylor's got an eye.
And JSN is third, and Bijan Robinson, who plays that Bills defense tonight, could be a big game for him.
I'd love to see that tonight. Big game. My overreaction is, don't overreact. I've been telling you this for years. Stop overreacting to the regular season, right? Everybody wants to overreact to everything we see and write the final verdict and close the book on everything, right? Stop overreacting to the regular season. And also, here's the other thing. Stop doubting Andy Reid, okay? Andy Reid, in the last 3 weeks, has fixed Juwan Taylor and fixed the entire team when it comes from a penalty standpoint. No penalties in that game last night. A week removed from having 13 penalties in a game. And Andy Reid went in there and go, all right, enough's enough, okay? People need to start overreacting more to how good Andy Reid is, as opposed to overreacting that things aren't going to get fixed and this isn't going to be good and this is going to be bad. We're talking about the greatest football coach that ever wore a headset standing on our sidelines. Things get fixed around here really, really fast. And so there it is, Andy Reid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nip that one in the bud. Juwan Taylor's been nothing but a pro bowler since Andy Reid had to come to Jesus with him. And yesterday, no penalties in that game. That was a pure game played by the Kansas City Chiefs. So my overreaction is start overreacting to how good Andy is, because nobody ever does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.